Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107, Sunday, Second Class, March 19th, 2023, Romans.
All right, as we get ready for part two, a few moments of silent prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have magnified your word over all of your name. And therefore, the word of God is more important than the very air that we breathe. And as we assemble this morning to fellowship in the word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. So far, verse 15 sounds like this in corrected translation, but the grace gift, in fact, stands in contrast to the transgression. For if by means of the transgression of the one, Adam, the many, all mankind, died spiritual death, first class condition, and they did die spiritually, the universality of spiritual death in the human race. Now that brings us to much more the grace of God, Paulo Malone, much more or to a much greater degree, he charis tou theou. Ta-da! He charis tou theou, the grace of God, and the gift by grace. This is the conjunction chi plus the nominative singular dorea with the definite article plus the prepositional phrase and plus the dative singular of charis. The conjunction chi is a connective chi, correctly translated and then we have dorea. Looks like that in the Greek. D long O R E A. Dorea. And dorea is the Greek word for gift. It refers to God the Father's gift of eternal life. Of impersonal love. God the Father's gift of impersonal love for the whole world. That is the gift of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and His salvation work on the cross. So dorea is God the Father's gift of impersonal love for the whole human race, the whole world, and that is the gift of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and His salvation work on the cross. This gift was given en chariti, en plus the dative singular of charis. That's the dative form of charis, preposition en, and then you have charis. And en plus the dative is the dative of means, instrument. You translate it by means of grace. This gift was given by means of grace. That is, the world does not deserve nor earn this gift, the gift of the Messiah, the gift of the Lord Jesus Christ, leaving glory, leaving heaven, taking on true humanity on that very first Christmas, the incarnation of the eternal Son of God, the greatest miracle that the world will ever know. Why did he take on true humanity? Because deity can't go to the cross and die. He had to take on true humanity to go to a cross and solve the world's problem of sin. So the world does not deserve nor earn the gift of the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, making salvation available to all mankind. We were at our absolute worst. But this shows you what the living and true God is really like. He is a God of virtue love. He's a God of virtue love that has impersonal love for all, providing his Son, Jesus Christ, and personal love for those who place their faith in Jesus Christ. The gift emphasizes who and what God is, not who and what we are. And then we have, which is by one man, Jesus Christ. And this is the dative singular of the definite article, plus the genitive singular of Heis, with anthropos, plus the definite article, and then Jesus Christos. The dative singular of the definite article refers back to the dative singular of charis, by means of the grace, and then to henos anthropos Jesu Christu is translated of the one man, Jesus Christ. So, corrected translation, much more did the grace of God and the gift by means of the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ. Much more did the grace of God and the gift by means of the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. This is the aorist active indicative of periselvo plus the prepositional phrase ace plus the accusative plural of polus with the definite article. Periselvo. This is awesome. P-E-R-I-S-S-E-U long O. Periselvo. Couple of points on this verb. First of all, periselvo means to superabound. It means to abound or to increase. It means to superabound. Two, periselvo means something comes or is available to someone in great abundance, in superabundance. So periselvo means something comes or something is now available to someone in great abundance or superabundance. Three, ace plus the accusative, the preposition ace plus the accusative plural of hoi polloi. We're the hoi polloi. You're the hoi polloi. We're all the hoi polloi as believers in Jesus Christ. Ace plus the accusative plural of hoi polloi superabounds to the many. Who are superabounds to the many? Who are the many? To the ones who place their faith in Jesus Christ for eternal salvation. Superabounds to the many, the ones who place their faith in Jesus Christ for eternal salvation. And this is you. Superabounded to you. Four, the gift given through the grace of one man, Jesus Christ, has not simply entered the human arena to be received by men, but it has in fact superabounded to the many, the hoi polloi, the ones who believe in Jesus Christ. So the gift given through the grace of one man, Jesus Christ, has not simply entered the human arena to be received by men, but it has in fact superabounded to the many, the ones who believe in Jesus Christ. 5. Perry Selwell, therefore, emphasizes the superabundance of God's grace blessings inherent in this gift, the gift of His Son, Jesus Christ. Perry Selwell emphasizes the superabundance of God's grace blessings inherent in this gift, the gift of His Son, Jesus Christ. So you see, once again, Merry Christmas. God's policy for mankind is a policy of grace. Grace. Grace depends upon who and what God is. Not who and what we are, but who and what God is. Grace means we don't earn or deserve one thing. And yet, all of these superabundance of grace blessings God has designed for us, and it's all grace. You are swimming in grace. 6. This superabundance of grace blessings includes, first of all, the gift of eternal life. You have been given the gift of eternal life. You will live with God forever and ever. To live with God forever in heaven, you have to have the same life God has. You have to have the eternal life. So this gift includes the gift of eternal life. Secondly, this gift includes the imputation of God's righteousness to each one of us. Justification by faith. God imputes His righteousness to us. To live with God forever in heaven, you have to have the same life God has, eternal life. You have to have the same righteousness that God has. And He imputes His righteousness to us at the moment of faith in Christ. Justification by faith. And 3, that results in a grace pipeline. Here's the cross. You place your faith in Jesus Christ, and at that very moment, the justice of God imputes to each one of us the righteousness of God. Now we're encapsulated by the integrity of God. We're encapsulated by the integrity of God. That's eternal security. And this is a grace pipeline. Superabundance of God's grace blessings to the hoi polloi, to us. We place our faith in Jesus Christ, the justice of God imputes His righteousness to us. That establishes a grace pipeline, and down that grace pipeline comes superabundance of God's grace blessings. First of all, salvation blessings. 40 salvation blessings come down that grace pipeline instantly, the very second you believe in Jesus Christ as your Savior. Secondly, every single day, day after day after day, God sent down that grace pipeline, logistical grace, to keep you alive in the middle of the devil's world. You're living in the devil's world. God keeps you alive in the middle of the devil's world. Day after day after day. He gives you food to eat. He gives you clothes to wear. He gives you transportation. Might be a bicycle. Might be a skateboard. I don't know. But you have transportation. And you have a place to live. All of that is provided by logistical grace to all believers. Why? Because God is just tapping his foot, waiting. Now he's waiting for you to grow up in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He's waiting for you to realize that God has given you a unique spiritual life. And that spiritual life is lived by the spiritual skills, the filling of the Spirit. Ephesians 5:18, keep on being filled with the Spirit. Galatians 5:16, walk by means of the Spirit. You will not carry out the lust patterns of the sin nature. He has given you the second spiritual skill, the teaching ministry of the Spirit, so you can grow up in the grace and knowledge of Christ and get maximum metabolized doctrine in your heart and execute God's plan, will, and purpose for your life. He's waiting for you to live the spiritual life, which is a supernatural way of life. It demands supernatural power for its execution. And that power is the Spirit of God and the Word of God. And as you grow up in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ, you will attain spiritual maturity. And that's when down that grace pipeline comes greater grace blessings. Greater grace blessings in time right here in the middle of the devil's world. With all the things that are going on, greater grace blessings in time and greater grace blessing for all eternity. And these glorify God forever and ever and ever. And this is all of the perisewo, superabundance of God's grace blessings that is inherent in this gift. 7. God provides superabundantly through the gift by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ. God provides superabundantly through the gift by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ. Superabundantly more than man ever possessed originally in the garden. Superabundantly more than man ever possessed originally in the garden. 8. The sin of the first Adam, resulted in the condemnation of the human race. The sin of the first man, the first Adam, resulted in the condemnation of the human race. 9. But now the grace gift of God, Jesus Christ and his salvation work on the cross, provides salvation, the gift of eternal life, justification by faith in Christ, and a grace pipeline that God can pour down the superabundance of his grace blessings. But now the grace gift of God, Jesus Christ, and his salvation work on the cross provides salvation, the gift of eternal life, the gift of justification by faith in Christ, the gift of the grace pipeline for the superabundance of God's grace blessings to come to the hoi polloi, to you, the royal family of God in the church age. 10. The work of the last Adam, the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross, provides far, far more than the first Adam had in the garden before the fall. The work of the last Adam, the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross, provides far, far more than the first Adam had in the garden before the fall. 11. Therefore, the one who believes in Jesus Christ is not simply restored to the status of Adam before the fall. Rather, he is entered into something far, far greater than the first Adam ever had in the garden. Therefore, the one who simply believes in Jesus Christ is not restored to the status of Adam before the fall in the garden. He is entered into something far, far greater than the first Adam ever had in the garden. Now this contrastive parallelism all the way through this paragraph is going to keep building and building and building. But here's verse 15. Verse 15, corrected translation. But the grace gift, in fact, stands in contrast to the transgression. For if by means of the transgression of the one, Adam, the many, all mankind died spiritually, spiritual death, first class condition, and they did die spiritually, the universality of spiritual death in the human race, much more did the grace of God and the gift by means of the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, superabound to the many. Much more did the grace of God and the gift by means of the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, superabound to the many. And that's all of us as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now verse 16. The contrastive parallelism continues in this great parenthesis. Verse 16. And not as it was by one who sinned, so is the gift. And again, the King James is horrible here. I read this. I have a hard time reading this. What in the hell is he saying? All right. Well, here, let me, this will make it real clear to you. Kaiuk hos di henas hamartesantas ta dorema. Yeah! Okay, now you can close in prayer and you can go home. This is the conjunction kai plus the nominative singular of dorema with the definite article plus the objective negative uk with the comparative particle hos plus the prepositional phrase dia plus the genitive of the numeral hais plus the aorist active participle of hamartano. Now kai here is not simply a connective kai. K-A-I. Kai here is an emphatic kai, and you translate it, in fact. In fact. And then we have dorema, our old friend dorema. D long O R long E M A. Dorema. And dorema again means gift. And this refers to the Lord Jesus Christ, the last Adam, and justification by faith in Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ is God's gift of love to the whole world. The Lord Jesus Christ is God's gift of love, impersonal love for all, to the whole world. And that's our gospel booklet. And that's on the cover of the gospel booklet. And that gospel booklet, over 1,000 of them have gone to Africa. Several thousands of them have gone to the Navajo Nation. Thousands and thousands of them have gone to the Philippines. All throughout the Philippines, and it's gone to the Central America, gone to Nicaragua, Dominican Republic, It's gone to Mexico. It's gone to India. It's gone to Europe. It's gone throughout. And every time they pick it up, in fact, we got, if you haven't seen it, we got the people in Africa and Philippines and around holding up the gospel booklet, God's Gift of Love to the World, Jesus Christ. Now it's just a simple little gospel booklet. And only God can do what's been done with that gospel booklet. Only God can do that by His amazing grace. It's gone all over the world, and there will be many, many multitudes of people in heaven as a result of simply reading that little gospel booklet and placing their faith in Jesus Christ. This is what we have here. Dorema. It refers to the Lord Jesus Christ, the last Adam. The Lord Jesus Christ is God's gift of love, impersonal love for all the world, the entire human race. It is a gracious gift that fulfilled Operation Grace, the cross, the salvation work of Christ on the cross. God's gift of the last Adam, the Lord Jesus Christ, makes justification by faith available to the whole world through simple faith alone, in Christ alone, apart from any and all works. And then the objective negative, ook, slams the door. And with the comparative particle hos, it means absolutely is not like, absolutely is not like, and then dia plus the genitive, by means of, instrumentality, by means of, through, and then the numeral heis with the participle hamartano, which is substantival participle. It functions as a noun, and it means the one who sinned. And this refers to Adam and his original sin. So the corrected translation says, in fact, the gift, the Lord Jesus Christ, absolutely is not like that which came through the one who sinned, Adam, in his original sin. In fact, the gift, the Lord Jesus Christ, absolutely is not like that which came through the one who sinned, Adam's original sin. So again, we're just building on that contrastive parallelism. And then we have, for the judgment was by one to condemnation. Well, the rest of this verse, we run out of time. I know a lot of you have to get home real quick to see how your bracket's going. And by the way, if you have trouble, if you didn't pick Farley Dickinson, if you didn't pick Princeton, if you didn't pick Princeton, if you didn't pick Furman, you need to talk to Amanda down here. Amanda, she is the March Madness expert. She's in first place. And you know what? She filled it out in 10 minutes right here Wednesday, the last. That shows you genius. Now, I know some of you, you spend days and days, and then you're done, and you are last. You redefine the word loser. With our heads bowed. Father, we thank you, sir, for your amazing grace. May God the Holy Spirit challenge us that these principles become a source of blessing and happiness in our lives. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.